Pipe Network presents.
This is Review, your weekly dose of movie reviews, discussions, reflections, recommendations, and more. I'm your boy Wesley. Join the discussion by following us on social media. That's at Review Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, ready for the show? Let's go. Hello, hello, review buddies. Your boy Wesley back for another episode of the podcast. At syempre, since it's Review Spookfest, kasama ko pa rin ang ating resident review buddy for this two-month-long event. Say hello to my guest co-host for Review Spookfest, Krisha.
Hi guys, so this is your review buddy Krisha for another episode of Review Spookfest. So for today's episode, it gave me the creeps watching this series, Wes. So, did you also find this series creepy?
Nakakatakot, no? Hindi borderline, ano eh, talagang threatening yung palabas na to, no? Alam mo, akala ko yung una nating pinanood na The Outsider last week. Yun na yung pinaka-creepy na napanood ko, pero hindi pala. Nagsisimula pa lang tayo dito sa Review Spookfest at talaga namang nagugulat rin ako sa mga picks natin eh, lalo na itong pag-uusapan natin for this episode, an Amazon Prime original thriller series starring Lily Rabe, Amy Brenneman, Hamish Linklater, and Enrique Marciano, Tell Me Your Secrets. So, Krisha, can you give our listeners the gist of what this thriller series is all about?
So, to give you the gist of this series, Tell Me Your Secrets is an American thriller drama. It was premiered on Amazon Prime on February 19, 2021 with 10 episodes. So Tell Me Your Secrets focuses on three characters, each with a mysterious and troubling past. So first is Emma Hall, or formerly known as Karen Miller. She's a woman who were once with a dangerous serial killer. And second character is John, a former serial predator desperate to find redemption. And lastly, Mary, a grieving mother obsessed with finding her missing daughter. So habang napapalapit tayo sa season finale, the truth about their past and motives grows even more darker.
Yeah, 10 episodes itong season 1 ng Tell Me Your Secrets. And so from the title itself, Tell Me Your Secrets, each of our main characters, heck, even yung side characters natin dito, lahat sila merong dirty little secret eh, no? And ayun nga eh, but I'm not talking about white lies or robbery or assault. Hindi, I'm talking about murder, I'm talking about harassment, and a number of unthinkable acts you wouldn't believe people has done or may do in the future, no? So this show portrayed some of the most gruesome crimes a person can do in 10 episodes, no? And having said that, partner, a huge trigger warning lang for our listeners who are thinking of watching this show. Don't get me wrong, ano, for a thriller series, this one is exciting, it's creepy as hell, pero ayun nga eh, there's violence, there's murder, and a lot of heavy stuff. So just be warned before you press play kapag gusto mo mang panoorin itong Tell Me Your Secrets, listener. So, partner, let's talk about first impressions. What got you to say yes? Kasi, di ba, as I suggested this ano series, tas pinanood natin yung trailer, tas ikaw yung nag-go kung, sige, panoorin natin to. Nagsisi ka ba?
What got me to say yes kasi is Lily Rabe.
Mm-hmm.
I like Lily Rabe. I've watched her from American Horror Stories and her movie Miss Stevens. She's a great actress, so from horror to drama, di ba? And now, a crime thriller TV series.
Si Lily Rabe, nasa ano rin ba siya? Murder House din ba siya sa American Horror Story? Yung season 1 lang kasi yung napanood ko sa AHS eh.
Hindi pa siya agad lumabas doon sa Murder House. Parang I remember her sa Asylum na eh. Parang sa Asylum na siya.
And
yun, tapos sunod-sunod na siya lumabas.
Ah, kasama na talaga mga... siya sa cast. Pero itong Miss Stevens, anong movie ito?
Medyo luma na tong movie na to. Isa siya ditong teacher. Tapos parang nag-field trip sila kasama yung ilan niyang students. Tapos one student doon, yung lalaki, nagkakagusto kay Miss Steven.
So, ano rin ba siya? Thriller din ba siya? Or ano to, rom-com?
Drama.
Ah, okay. Drama. I've siya. Never heard of
ang
that. Pero
story niya. You should watch it. Kasama dito si ano eh. Yung sa Riverdale, yung babae.
Lily Reinhardt.
Yeah, oo siya. Ah, okay. Kasali siya doon.
Alam mo nung sinuggest ko nga tong Tell Me Your Secrets on ano online forums, maraming nagulat na nandito si Lily Rabe. And I think for a lot of people, knowing na Lily Rabe starter ito, parang doon pa lang gusto na nilang panoorin. Parang katulad mo nga. So, ano pa yung unang feels mo dito sa Tell Me Your Secrets bago natin simulan?
Kung habang pinapanood ko tong ano, Tell Your Secrets, nakikreepihan agad ako sa lahat ng lalaki dito. They gave me the creeps. So, as a woman, I would never hang out with this kind of men. So, John is creepy and weird. Tapos si Peter, yung psychiatrist, scary doctor na gustong kontrolin si Emma.
So, yun niya.
Creepy. How about you?
Lahat sila may secrets eh, no? Tapos, well, malalaman natin later yung tungkol dun sa mga creepy guys na sinasabi mo. So, abang lang yung listeners natin, ano?
Yes. Tapos, lalo na tong What the Fuck season finale nila na sa una pa lang, akala ko na si Lily Rabe talaga si Emma yung may kasalanan ng lahat kasi she's having blackout, she doesn't remember anything. Akala ko nung una, nag-act lang siya na hindi niya naalala yung mga nangyari. Then comes episode 10 na...
No!
Ayun!
Hashtag WTF talaga eh, no? Alam mo, totoo yung sinasabi mo about WTF season finale. We've seen that in The Outsider na pinag-usapan natin last week. It's here again on Tell Me Your Secrets. There's also a handful of movies with what the fuck that ending, you know, one recommendation na mabibigay ko for a good hashtag WTF that ending is a series na nireview na rin natin dito sa show. That's the Netflix original series Behind Your Eyes. It's a super creepy show, just 6 episodes. It's on Netflix, and if you want to listen to my review, check it out. It's review episode 55. O, diba, simpleng segue lang. Pero, ayun na nga. Itong nakikita nating trend sa mga thriller series and movies, eh itong hashtag WTF that ending. Sa tingin mo ba, partner, maganda lang ang isang thriller series or mystery series, show or movie kapag talagang mapapahashtag what the fuck that ending ka?
Comes to this genre, mapapaganda ito if the story is straightforward, hindi masyadong marami yung plots, and samahan na rin natin ng great acting. This kind of ending, yes, it is a trend, but it's kind of hard to be well put. Napapansin ko kasi on some series are trying their hard to have this kind of ending. Pero in the end, because of them trying too hard, ang meh lang tuloy ng kinakalabasan.
Meh.
So, yeah, meh.
Meh lang talaga eh, no? Pero ano, para sa akin naman, it's a trend, yes, pero I won't say that a good thriller series or movie should have a shocking ending para magustuhan ko siya. It's a good way to end the story, yes, kasi may long-lasting impression yun eh kapag shocking yung ending. It'll leave you thinking even after you watch it. Pero para sa akin, as long as the show or a movie gave me the chills kahit in just an episode or a sequence, worth it na yun para sa akin. Katulad nitong Tell Me Your Secrets, which I'm sure binigyan ka rin eh ng ano, ng talagang creeps and chills na pag-uusapan ulit natin later, no? And 10 episodes lang, ganun siya kabilis. Talagang merong mga scenes na what the fuck. Di ba? Sige, no? So why don't we go over the main cast of the show, our main players.
First cast of character. Lily Rabe as Karen Miller, or also known as Emma Hall. So, a woman who spent years in prison for allegations of being an accomplice to his boyfriend's crime, murdering 9 women. She takes on a new name to start a new life in a remote town under the Witness Protection Program, but discovers a shocking secret hidden by the powerful people who runs the town. Parts of her past are blacked out from her memory.
So, dahil Tell Me Your Secrets yung title ng show, isa-isahin natin yung main characters natin, kung ano yung secrets nila. Alright, so si Lily Rabe or si Karen Miller / Emma Hall, yung secret niya dito is nakulong pala siya, no, for the crimes of his boyfriend. Pero dahil meron ngang parts ng memory niya na hindi niya maalala, eh hindi pa mahatulan kung tinulungan niya ba talaga yung boyfriend niya or hindi. Pero siya rin kasi hindi niya matandaan. So, ang nangyari is, nag-relocate siya sa isang town para mag-take on a new name. Ito ang si Emma Hall. Siya na si Emma Hall. Parang rehabilitation din na a new life while inaalala niya kung ano yung totoong nangyari. So, yun yung secret ni Emma Hall / Karen Miller. Amy Brenneman as Mary Barlow, the mother of a missing woman named Teresa, who was last seen with the convicted murderer Kit Parker years ago. She starts a trust to aid parents who has missing children and makes it her life mission to find her daughter. So, ito namang si Mary Barlow, yung anak niya ay isa sa mga victim, quote-unquote victim, ni Kit Parker, yung ating serial murderer. Last na nakita kasi itong anak niya na si Teresa ay kasama sa isang convenience store kasama si Kit Parker.
Yes.
So sa umpisa ng series, like pinaka-umpisa ng series, nakita natin si Mary.
She visits Emma Holden sa prison. Kaya Karen Miller pa siya pala.
Tapos ini-interrogate niya kasi gusto niyang malaman kung nasaan niya nagpunta or napunta or kung na-murder ba or kung missing lang yung anak niyang si Teresa. And
kasi wala nang makitang body.
Oo, kasi walang makitang body. And doon nag-play out yung buong 10 episodes ng series na ito sa paghahanap kay Teresa Barlow, diba? So, next one, part. Ay, wait lang. Anong secret ni Mary Barlow?
Partner, yung secret dito ni Mary Barlow, medyo doon nag-build up sa middle ng story.
Mm-hmm.
Kung saan meron siyang ginawang masamang bagay. Yes. Doon sa sa lola ni Karen Miller.
Yeah, yun yung secret then, na.
Oo, para simula doon, tinuloy-tuloy niya na yung
pagiging masamang tao.
O, pagiging masamang tao. Parang dahil sa pagkawala nung kanyang anak na si Teresa, nakahagawa na siya ng mga bagay na hindi niya aakalain kaya niyang gawin. So, next character is Hamish Linklater or John Tyler, a former serial predator who is seeking to find redemption. He tries to apply in a trust that helps parents find their missing children but finds himself doing a more dangerous job for Mary Barlow.
Ayun, so si John Tyler naman.
He's super creepy guy.
Na in real life pala ay jowa ni Lily Rabe.
Lily Rabe. Oo, nakita ko rin yun nung ginugel ko. Bagay naman sila.
So si John Tyler naman, partner, ito ay isa siyang, ayun niya, former serial predator. And as far as I can recall, 4 yung ni-rape niya na women, tas nahuli lang siya for 2.
Parang more than 4. Like more 19, than 4. Parang
19. 19 ba? Oh my God. So,
pero, basta, 19 ba? Parang 19 yung pagkatanda ko. Then sa 2 rape lang siya nahuli.
Yeah, and ito nga, ang unang kwento dito ni John Tyler. He's someone seeking for redemption. So, he's under rehabilitation. Tinutulungan niya yung sarili niya to be a better person and forget about his past of being a serial predator. So, nag-apply siya sa trust ni Mary Barlow. Kasi, ano yung main point niya kung ba't dapat daw siyang tanggapin ni Mary Barlow doon sa kanilang trust?
Kaya niya gustong tumulong kay Mary Barlow kasi sa mga nagawa niya in the past, matutulungan yung trust na yun para malaman kung ano yung nakaka-trigger sa mga kriminal, bakit ginagawa ito sa mga babaeng pinapatay, o kung paano rin ito maiwasan ng mga babae. Yun yung gusto niyang itulong doon sa trust.
Parang sinasabi niya, it takes one to know one, 'di ba? Kung nawawala yung anak mo at kinuha man siya ng predator or someone who did something gruesome to your children.
Parang kapwa bilang, predator na rin yung makakaalam.
Siya rin yung makakaalam kung anong possible or kung nasan possible yung mga missing children nila. Pero, tiyanggihan siya ni Mary, di ba? Kasi parang nabasta si Mary. Hello, di ba? Parang papahanap mo papahanap niya anak niya dun sa isa pang former serial predator. Pero dahil itong si Mary Barlow nga ay consumed ng kanyang desire to find her missing daughter. Anong ginawa niya kay John Tyler?
So, pinuntahan ni Mary Barlow si John Tyler sa apartment. So, noong una, ayaw kasi talaga ni John Tyler kasi hindi naman yun yung gusto niyang work.
Saka, kasi in Road to Redemption na nga siya eh. He's helping himself become a better person.
Ayaw niya na bumalik sa ganong klaseng buhay pa. Yeah, he wants to be a better person. Pero sa mga parang blackmailing na rin kasi yung ginawa ni Mary Barlow kay John eh. Parang napilitan si John Tyler.
Correct.
So, sa mga sumusunod na storyline, parang nagsisisi ngayon si Mary Barlow sa mga sa pagkuha niya kay John.
Kung bakit, malalaman natin later.
yes, later.
Yeah, later. So, yes, move on naman. Okay. So, yung secret ni John Tyler, isa siyang serial predator in a path to redemption, pero things happen na muling magti-trigger nung kanyang pagiging serial rapist and serial predator. So, our last main character here is Enrique Marciano as Peter Guillory, a psychiatrist working for the Witness Protection Program. Pete takes on the case of Karen Miller and helps her start a new life. So, kaya pala sobrang familiar sa akin itong ni Peter Guillory or ni Enrique Marciano. Kasi before natin panoorin tong Tell Me Your Secrets, may pinanood akong isa pang Amazon original, yung Panic. Nandun pala siya. Kaso wala kasi siyang bigote, tsaka balbas doon, tsaka may kilang bako.
Ibang-iba ba yung mukha niya pag walang bigote?
Oo, sobra. At saka, kaya nung pagkapanood ko nitong Tell Me Your Secrets, nung pagkakita ko kay Pete, sabi ko parang familiar. Pero anyway, itong si Pete, siya yung nag-handle ng case ni Karen Miller. Siya yung psychiatrist na tumutulong mapabetter yung life ni Karen Miller to move on from her past. So, under the Witness Protection Program, ni-relocate niya itong si Karen Miller. Dinala niya sa isang town, isa-isang swampy na town na creepy as hell din. Tapos, binigyan niya ng new name as Emma Hall, si Karen Miller. So, ayun, tinutulungan niyang mag-move on at mag-start ng new life si Emma Hall. Pero yun nga, dahil isa siyang, dahil Tell Me Your Secrets itong show na to, meron din siyang secret. Ano yung secret niya?
Well, actually, yung secret niya talaga, hindi pa talaga nilalabas eh.
Kahit tayo, hindi pa rin natin alam nung una eh.
Oo, pero affiliated siya dun sa mayor. Am I right? Mayor ba yung lalaki na yon? Affiliated siya dun sa mayor sa town and may ginagawa silang kababalaghan doon sa isang orphanage. May ginagawa silang kababalaghan sa mga babae doon sa orphanage.
And
parang naka-tied up lang siya doon sa mayor na yon, hindi siya makawala.
Yung creepy as hell kasi dyan, kasi nalaman natin yung secret niya parang mga halfway through the season na eh. Pero unang beso pa lang makita si Pete, parang alam mo na something's going on and this guy cannot be trusted. Kaya parang as a viewer, parang mag-root mo talaga yung character ni Emma Hall since parang nakulong nga rin siya sa care ni Peter Guillory. So ayan yung ating main characters, four main characters, si Mary Barlow, Emma Hall, John Tyler, and Peter Guillory. So, punta naman tayo sa kung ano talaga yung nag-transpire doon sa kwento. Pwede mo bang simulan, partner, yung kung ano yung nangyari dito sa talagang nakakapangilabot na series na ito.
Okay, partner. So, yung show, nagre-revolve siya around the three main characters lang muna. Si Emma Hall, who was in a relationship with a serial killer. Then Mary, a desperate mother trying to find her missing daughter, Teresa. And John, a former rapist trying to find redemption. Lahat sila have their own secrets. And all of them wants to know each other's secrets. So the show starts with Emma, or aka Karen Miller, imprisoned in Texas and was visited by Mary. So Mary's daughter, Teresa, has been missing and sa tingin niya, alam ni Emma kung saan o kung ano man ang nangyari kay Teresa. However, itong si Emma kasi, she's suffering from memory loss or blackouts due to trauma of the incident happened to her past. Cut from that scene, nag-move forward yung story sa present. Yung present naman is Peter, the psychiatrist, Emma, help Karen Miller para doon sa witness protection program. Dinala niya itong si Emma sa isang remote place at doon niya pinatira sa cabin niya.
Ayun, and of course, itong si Mary Barlow, we are essentially following two stories muna eh, no, sa umpisa. Emma's new life in a remote town, aided by Pete, and Mary's now established trust on a mission to find her daughter, Teresa. So, si Emma, starting a new life in that remote town with Peter Guillory. So, si Emma doon, naka-experience siya ng kung ano-anong creepiness involving the town and the young women there, lalo na dun sa orphanage na tinatawag na St. John. Diba? So, on the other hand, si Mary, in the present time, at tinutuloy pa rin niya yung mission niya to help other parents with missing children find them. And at the same time, sumaside quest itong si Mary to find her, to still find her still missing daughter, Teresa. Kasi nga hindi niya matanggap eh. Kung, sorry, we're missing a huge piece of puzzle here. What triggered all of these events pala ay yung serial killer na si Kit Parker. Kit Parker, nagpakamatay pala siya sa prison. Right? So, this triggered Mary Barlow to even up the effort to find her missing daughter, Teresa. So, dito na nga natin nakilala si John na isang former serial predator at nag-apply siya dun sa trust para maging sort of advisor para mahanap yung mga missing children. Pero he ended up working for Mary privately. Ang ginawa ni Mary, pinahanap niya kay John kung nasan si Karen Miller na ngayon ay si Emma Hall na on that remote town. Now, what happens is that the entire series, hinahanap lang ni John Tyler si Emma Hall. Pero at the same time, si John Tyler mismo, who's a former serial predator, nagde-descend na naman siya doon sa dati niyang path, sa kanyang old ways, while on his journey, on his mission to find Karen Miller. Ang dami niyang nakilalang girls, strangers, na na-trigger siya to again go back to his old ways.
Ang creepy nung way niya para iwasan yung tukso. Yung may mga picture siya ng mga babae, tapos parang dinadasalan niya na ewan.
The turning point of the series, and this is where everything picks up, when John Tyler and Mary Barlow, syempre si Mary, John, this is your job, do your job. Pero si John, ayun niya, parang bumabalik yung pagiging serial predator niya. Pati si Mary, hawak na rin niya sa leeg. Parang, you want me to do this for you.
Sumaside ghost na rin kasing si John. Ang goal lang naman is to find Karen.
Oo, parang this is your job, do your job. Pero if for John, if you want me to do my job, let me do it my way and give me what I need. Yun niya, syempre yung finifinansya ni Mary Barlow. Hanggang sa umabot sa point na merong confrontation sila and it signaled na Mary, wala ka nang magagawa kasi you did something na alam ko. Parang blackmailing ba? Parang binlackmail na niya si Mary na,
blackmail.
I know you did something, Mary, and if you don't want it out in the world, parang papayag ka sa gusto kong mangyari. Eventually, nahanap ni John Tyler si Emma Hall on that remote town, while si Emma Hall naman doon sa remote town, meron siyang na-discover na gruesome things na ginagawa ng mga powerful individuals doon sa mga babae, doon sa orphanage. And this is where everything sort of converges. Buong season, nakita lang natin na magka-interact si Mary Barlow at si Emma Hall sa umpisa at sa dulo. So that's what I love about this series. Yung sinusundan natin yung kwento ng dalawa, tatlo pa nga na characters. And sa dulo, when it everything goes down, talagang bigay todo yung mga nangyari. It's creepy as hell. Without spoiling what the ending is, nahanap ni John Tyler si Emma, pero si John Tyler, hindi na yun yung ano niya eh, hindi na yun yung mission niya eh. Dinrap na niya yung mission to work for Mary eh. Ang goal na lang niya, hanapin si Emma, hanapin si Karen Miller / Emma Hall and to make her his victim. Si Mary, pumunta naman siya, nung nalaman na niya kung nasan si Emma Hall, pumunta siya doon and ayun, yun na yung ano.
Ayun na yung nangyari. Sobrang OMG. Pero ang bilis lang din kasi nung nangyari doon sa part na yun, sa episode na yun, sa kanilang tatlo, ang bilis lang ng pangyayari. Akala ko man lang, buong episode, maghahabulan lang silang tatlo, magsasakitan.
Pero hindi eh.
Pero hindi eh. Parang ilang minutes lang din, poof, yun.
Pero yung build up talagang, shit, pag habang papunta ka dun sa dulo, talagang, ito na malapit na. And hindi naman tayo binigo, diba? Hindi naman tayo binigo nitong hashtag WTF that
ending na yan, yung season finale nila na yan na sobrang, huh? Ano?
Bakit? So partner, para sa'yo ba, ano yung scariest scene or sequence?
Para sa akin, yung scariest scene is yung sa episode 8, entitled Be Mine, kung saan si John nakahubad lang katabi si Karen. Si Karen natutulog na walang alam na andun si John sa tabi niya na nakahubad, nakatitig lang sa kanya at inaamoy-amoy.
So
ito, diba? Ito yung part kasi kung saan nakilala na ni Emma si John.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang dito sa bar sila nagkakilala. John purposely went to the bar to accidentally bump in with Tom and Emma. While drinking, pasimpleng kinuha ni John yung key ni Emma doon sa cabin. So, when Emma got to the cabin, doon lang yung napansin na nawawala yung susi niya. Good thing meron siyang spare key above the main door. Mm-hmm. So, what happens next? Ito na nga yung natakot ako. It was late at night and Emma was already asleep. Then suddenly, John was next to her. He was naked, staring at Emma, smelling her. Natakot ako para kay Emma kasi next thing that comes into my mind was baka ma-rape na rin ni John si Emma. Then poof, Emma woke up. Tapos wala na si John sa tabi niya. Ang creepy lang talaga noon.
No, ang creepy nung scene na yan.
Not knowing, di ba? Not knowing na may katabi kang lalaki na nakahubad. So wouldn't you be scared if a person you just met were in your house creeping, lurking?
Parang sinadya pa yun ni John eh, na kaibiganin si Emma. Know her. Talagang kilalanin siya. Earn her trust. Emma not knowing na may iba palang intention itong si John. At talagang ang creepy nga nung part na yun. Ako naman, yung scariest scene for me happened very early on the series. This happened on episode 5 pa lang. I Got Here By Myself, yung title ng episode. So, kung naalala mo dun sa episode na yun, ito na yung meeting ni John at Mary sa isang kotse. Yun nga, sabi ni Mary na dalian mo na, do your job, ganito, ganyan. Pero si John, nag-insist siya na it takes time and meron kasi siyang sariling process on how he do things. Tapos doon sa kotse, tinrete ni John si Mary. So, after that encounter, si Mary, takot, bumili siya ng gun, bumili siyang baril to prepare for the worst that John can do. So, ito na yung scene na natakot talaga ako kasi later on that day, si John, tinawagan niya na si Mary. While Mary was in the woods, nagpa-practice siyang bumaril. Tapos, tinanong ni Mary, have you found Karen Miller? Di sumagot si John, pero ang sinabi niya, I know what you did, Mary. Pertaining doon sa pagpatay niya sa isang lola na related kay Karen Miller. So, ayun eh, kasi dito sa scene na to, ayun niya, it's not visually scary katulad nung sayo na yung talagang nandun na.
Wait, ito yung scene na nagsigawan sila sa phone, right? The weird one na huli.
Ayun niya eh, itong scene na to or sequence na to kasi parang signaled a shift in the pace of the story, no? Like after this confrontation nilang dalawa, talagang alam mo na it's on, it's Mary versus John. Talagang si John now have Mary by the throat, and what's even scarier, after that call pinakita na nahanap na ni John si Emma, nandun siya sa nandun siya kung saan mismo nandun nag-uusap si Pete at saka si Emma, nandun siya sa malayo. So tas diba kinuha pa nga niya yung collar nung pusa ni Emma.
Una ang akala ko doon kukunin niya yung pusa. Yun yung akala ko noong una.
Not the cat, no? Diba?
Kinaawa ko doon para sa pusa.
So, ayun, ang haba ng sinabi ko. But really, yung episode, yung sequence na yun, it really changed the whole game. Eh. Not just for Mary, not just for Emma. Pero alam mo yun, it signaled din na si John talagang doon sa road of redemption niya, nawala na siya doon. Yung redemption arc niya, hindi na mangyayari. Going back na siya sa kanyang old ways of being a serial predator.
And parang lalo pa siyang sumasama. Lalong nagda-darken yung kanyang behavior.
Oo, sobra. So, feeling ko naman na-establish na natin what this show is about and how we felt, kung gaano siya ka-creepy. Na feel din naman siguro ng listeners natin. So why don't we read what the experts on TV and film says dito sa ating web review, starting off with IndieWire. From IndieWire, Lily Rabe's talent is wasted in the Amazon crime drama. Creator Harriet Warner stuffs in too many plots, several of which remain unanswered, in the hopes of a season 2 that might never come. Anong masasabi mo dito?
Kasi ako, partner.
Kasi ikaw, alam ko sinusundan mo yung career ni Lily Rabe. Kasi ako, dito ko lang siya talaga nakita.
Yes. And
satisfied naman ako. Sabi sa'yo, mababa talaga yung yung standards ko on thriller series. Pero ikaw, since you're a fan of Lily Rabe, anong masasabi mo? Tama ba tong sinabi ng IndieWire?
Yes, I understand the sentiments of IndieWire. of IndieWire. Medyo, ayun nga, too many plots. Tapos, ang limited lang yung time, unti lang yung episodes. Tapos, yun, hindi pa sure kung magkakaroon ng season 2. Yun yung naging parang problem din ng Tell Me Your Secrets. Sa dami ng gustong mangyari ng creator, parang medyo magulo na rin yung naging storyline para sa ibang side characters.
At saka feeling ko underwritten din yung character ni Pete.
Si Pete. Ang hindi mo sure kasi kung ano tong character ni Pete eh. Siya ba siyang mabait o masama? Killer din ba siya or what? Next web review is from Rotten Tomatoes. So, Lily Rabe, Amy Brenneman, and a glut of insane mysteries nearly saved Tell Me Your Secrets. Alas, it's simply too underwritten and cynical to fulfill its alluring promise. So, ayun, characters nga, yung mga actors yung nagdala nung palabas talaga.
Magaling kasi talaga itong si Lily Rabe. Ako na-amaze ako actually. Nagulat nga ako kasi nung sabi mo na, uy, nandito si Lily Rabe, sige panoorin natin. Hindi ko kasi siya kilala, pero ngayon, kilala ko na siya.
Halo kasi nung una, kilala mo si Lily Rabe kasi sa American Horror Stories. Sa'yo ko nga nakuha yung American Horror Stories.
Ang kilala ko dito si Amy Brenneman. Kasi there's this series years ago sa HBO titled The Leftovers. Kailangan mo panoorin yun pag may time ka na. It's existential as fuck. Nandun si Amy Brenneman at talagang dun ko siya nakilala kasi yung acting talagang premium cable drama kung premium cable drama. So,
mm-mm,
hindi talaga gusto ng critics itong Tell Me Your Secrets. Ano?
Oo, pakikita naman natin.
So, Paste Magazine, Amazon's Tell Me Your Secrets is an addictive, kakamine crime binge, while Tell Me Your Secrets is so obvious in some of its crime show beats that it's easy to guess more than a few of the twists and even some of the exact dialogue before it happens. What the show does really well is put women in positions they don't typically occupy in these kinds of puppy series. Both Karen and Mary are incredibly complex, but more interesting is how Mary's grieving mother as hero type is completely upended throughout the season. Further, the way young wayward girls are quickly so obsessed with Karen is also new and something more typical of a dynamic with the mysterious new man in town rather than a woman. Mary, too, is given a much younger lover she controls and who adores her in a puppyish way. Even though the show doesn't explore what any of these pairings really mean, it's notable enough that they exist. So, gusto kong sinabi din ng Paste Magazine yung about doon sa new town, new guy, new girl. Laging, mm-hmm, laging guy, di ba? So, dito sa uh-oh, Tell Me Your Secrets, new girl, si Emma. Pero na-weirdohan din ako doon sa ano, instant connection niya sa mga bata doon sa town. Like,
oo, lalo na doon kay kay Jess.
Ayun.
Kasi parang first meeting, wow, close agad. Tapos parang second meeting nila, you're my only friend, you're my best friend. Yun agad eh. Tapos binigyan niya na agad ng necklace, no? To si Karen. Parang,
parang, oo, ang bilis.
Paano ganun? Ang bilis masyado.
Pero ang weird talaga for me noon na parang lahat ng batang babae ay drawn kay ano,
drawn sa
kay
kanya.
Emma. 'Di ba, mm-hmm, no? And also, yun nga, hindi rin in-explain. Ayun, mm-hmm, so I guess critics talagang hindi nila nagustuhan yung Tell Me Your Secrets. Sabi sa'yo, mababa talaga standards ko when it comes to thrillers. Mabilis akong ma-amaze. Pero nonetheless, ayun nga, if it's just for me and you, okay siya? Itong show na to?
Okay naman. Okay naman siya panoorin. Tolerable panoorin hanggang finale. Mm-mm.
Actually, meron siyang certain factor dito sa series na parang it makes you wanna know more kahit sa, yes, sa sarili mo. Parang alam mo na rin kung anong mangyayari. Meron siyang ganung feeling na parang, oh, okay, baka ganito yung sunod na mangyayari. Pero I still wanna see how it plays out doon sa show. So,
yes,
may ganun siya eh.
So, our best performer for this series is Hamish Linklater as John Tyler.
Yes! Ako rin, same.
Yeah, same.
Same. Uh-oh. Same. Talagang.
Ang galing niya. Ang galing niya maging creepy. Talagang natatakot ako sa kanyang ginagawa. Like, akala mo isa siyang mabait na tao kasi sa mga pagsagot niya, sa way of speaking niya. Mm-hmm. Akala mo mabait siya. Pero siya yung creepy weird guy na
matindi pa kay ano. Sino to? Kay Joe? Ng You? Alam mo yun?
Oo.
Parang siya
mas
yung OG.
Pa siya kay Joe. Kasi, ano mo yun, parang ang dami niyang pwedeng magawa sa'yo. Ang dami niyang pwedeng magawa sa'yo, tapos ala, yung way ng pag-adore niya sa babae.
Obsessive
way
talaga.
Way out of line.
Sobrang subtle nung acting niya, pero it's super impactful. And nakita mo kasi, mm-hmm, yung descent into madness papunta dun sa dating kung sino siya. Gusto mong maniwala eh sa umpisa na gustong magbago ni John. Gusto na niyang kalimutan yung kanyang ano, nakaraan. Pero as the season progress, ang galing eh, ang galing talaga nung transition eh. Hindi ko masyadong kilala si Hamish, pero talagang na-amaze din ako dun sa ano, sa performance. So, siguro it helped din na magjowa sila ni Lily Rabe. Pero yung scenes, uh-oh, kasi nila ano eh, parang sa dulo lang eh. Pero sa dami nung encounter dito ni John Tyler, uh-huh, talagang hands down talaga to Hamish. Ganun siya kagaling.
So, for our final thoughts,
final thought, I'd give this one an 8.5 8.5-ish. Ayun, sabi sa'yo, mababa talaga ang standards ko for thriller series. Pero ayun nga eh, let's compare this saglit sa last week's topic natin na The Outsider. For me kasi,
yes, okay,
mas creepy ito, itong Tell Me Your Secrets, kasi totoong mga tao eh, na can and may do something gruesome. Whereas doon sa The Outsider, more of a supernatural force yung kalaban nila. Pero as per the ending for Tell Me Your Secrets is better in a way kasi it clearly sets up something for a potential second season. Whereas The Outsider, from the beginning, alam niya na ano eh, limited series lang siya. So, although may twist pa rin sa ending ng The Outsider, to have the audience think about something after they watch, the stories kasi sa The Outsider, yung main plot, kinlose na siya eh. Dito sa Tell Me Your Secrets, parang pagdating mo sa dulo ng season 1, parang nagsisimula pa lang uli lahat. Alam mo yon, parang
yes, oo.
Gustuhin mo talaga ng season 2. So, ayun, sana ma-renew. Hello, Amazon.
So, they better have a season 2.
You better, Amazon. So, 8.5 sa akin, partner. Sa'yo?
So, sa akin naman, medyo mababa yung ibibigay ko ngayon for our episode. So, I'll give Tell Me Your Secrets 6.5. Wow! Critic na rin ako. Ang baba.
So, for you, so, mas better yung The Outsider?
Yes, mas better yung The Outsider for me. Kasi dito sa Tell Me Your Secrets, sa sobrang dami ng secrets, as in lahat ng characters, even the side characters dito sa series, meron silang secrets. Medyo nagulo lang kasi yung storyline for me. Even yung hindi naman main characters, yung mga side characters nga, na very little pa lang yung scenes for season 1, ang parang merong ang bibigat na agad nung pinapahapyaw na secrets sa atin. I would get it if over the time, like sa susunod na season, if ever man magkaroon, doon pa unti-unti i-build up yung secrets ng iba, like Peter and the Mayor. So, well, yeah, great acting, yes, but the story should have focused more muna on the main three characters and not the whole cast. Indefinite pa kung magkakaroon ng season 2. That's why I gave the series 6.5.
Clearly kasi talaga, alam mo na sineset up yung season 2 dito sa Tell Me Your Secrets. Pero as of recording, wala pang balita kung renewed for a second season itong Tell Me Your Secrets. Pero I will be looking forward to it. Ikaw ba? Papanoorin mo?
Looking forward din kasi nga kahit ganun man yung naging review ko dito sa Tell Me Your Secrets. Yung ending kasi, yung season finale kasi, you would want to know more.
True.
Di ba? They better. They better have season 2 and make it a better season.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, hello, you better.
Bakenemen.
Tell Me Your Secrets season 2, no? So, that's our review for Amazon Prime's Tell Me Your Secrets season 1. 8.5 sa akin yan, 6.5 para sa partner ko na si Krisha May. Review buddies, tell us what you think of Tell Me Your Secrets. Comment lang kayo sa aming social media posts online. And of course, hindi pa tayo tapos. Kung natakot or natawa ba kayo sa spooky story segment natin last week, there's another one coming. Spooky stories coming right up after the break.
Did you know that podcasts are the new radio? You can listen to your favorite shows anytime, anywhere, on demand. Visit the Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network at pipenetwork.co to see our list of shows. And like us on Facebook to get updates on our latest episodes, events, promos, and freebies. The Pipe Network, taking podcasting to the next level.
Matagal na 'to nangyari, like mga siguro ako ay nasa elementary or pag-high school pa lang. Tapos itong ano 'yan eh, November 1 or 2, basta araw ng mga patay 'yon. Tapos itong kapatid ko, yung tapat ng bahay namin. Lumang bahay na siya, sobrang tagal na siya, as in panahon pa ni Marcos, nandito na sila or bago mag martial law, dito na yung nakatira. As in, lihiti mo na sila dito sa lugar namin. So, yung bahay na yon, ano sila, that time, nasa Cavite kasi sila. Bumisita sila dun sa kapatid nung, ano, isa sa mga kapatid nila. Tapos doon nakatambay yung, pwento kasi ito sa akin ng kapatid ko. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung kapatid ko at saka yung isa kong tito nakatambay doon sa may tapat lang ng bahay nila nakaupo. Tapos yung alam mo yung nangyari, yung movie ni Claudine Barreto, yung tumaas yung buhok niya na part. Nangyari yun sa kanya. So parang ano daw, parang daw may humila yung ano, nung buhok niya. Tapos nung tinignan niya daw sa halik, nakita niya talaga as in nakalutang. Tapos tinignan niya kung sino yung may hawak ng buhok daw. Tapos, ang ginawa niya, so binaba niya yung buhok niya ulit, binaba niya yung buhok niya. Maya-maya tumaas daw ulit. Tapos nung pagtingin niya talaga, inikot niya yung ulo niya, inikot niya yung ulo niya. Kung merong may nakahawak, tapos doon daw siya nagpanik. Nagpanik siya na talagang yung buhok niya binababa-baba niya, tapos tumakbo na daw siya paalis. So yun yung kwento niya sa akin. Pinento niya yun after mangyari, siguro mga ano, mga after ng araw na mga patay, gano'n.
Nung lumingon ba siya, may nakita siyang figure or kahit anong shape or lumulutang lang talaga yung buhok niya na nakita niya?
Actually, wala. Wala siyang nakita.
Nakapangilabot yung mga ganyan.
Lumulutang lang talaga yung alin.
Tapos ano pa yan, no? Season ng ano, talagang All Saints, All Souls din. No?
Oo,
talagang
kaya ano, parang no, sabi niya nga ni Claudine, parang sabi niya, ay nangyari sa akin yan. Parang nare-remind daw siya na nangyari sa akin yung ano na yan, eksena na yan. So parang true yung ganun.
That's Notch of Precious Thoughts Podcast and Pagodcast. Thank you, Notch. Partner... Ano masasabi mo? Parang ano, mga
nangyari
lang sa pelikula.
Kung mangyari man yun sa akin, tatakbo ako. Tatakbo ako mangyari yun sa akin.
Ito yung mga cases
out
na ano.
Out of nowhere, tumataas yung buhok.
Oo, ito yung mga cases na siguro nagiging malevolent yung mga spirits, di ba? Parang, I mean, pag nakakita ako ng ganun, tatakbo rin talaga ako eh. Pero yung kapatid ni Notch, binaba niya yung buhok niya.
Oo.
Tapos, tumaas ulit. Tapos,
saka
siguro,
kung alam kung ako lang din mag-isa dun sa place, tapos nararamdaman ko tumataas yung something sa akin, yung buhok o kung ano man, di na ako lilingon.
Tatakbo ka, nakakaribas ka na, takbo talaga eh. No? Pero, ayun. Yung kwento na yan, kwento sa akin ni Notch. Thank you ulit, Notch. Pero sa kapatid niya kasi yung nangyari eh. Itong next na kwento niya, siya naman mismo yung naka-experience. So, pakinggan natin.
Kasi ano eh, nung bata ako, nag-tutupok ako nung bata. Pero ngayon kasi hindi na. Kasi mababaw na rin kasi yung tulog ko. Siguro na ano yun sa pag-i-sleepwalk ko. Nahilik na lang ako ngayon. Pero yun nga, before, kasi yung bahay namin, may something kasi dito. May something talaga dito. May mga bumibisita dito sa house namin. Yung second floor namin, parang sinabi, yung laging may naglalakad or something, ganyan. As in, pero sinasabi namin na wala, ano lang yun, siguro pusa, ganyan na naligaw sa bintana, ganyan. Pero totoo, legit yun na may nag-aano talaga. Minsan sa hagdan, mararamdaman mo siya na, ano, na nakadungaw or nakaupo sa tabi mo. Kasi before kasi, yung team namin, ano lang siya, malapit lang siya sa hagdanan. So, syempre, ako nung mga college kasi ako noon. So, yung mama, papa ko nasa work. Then, kami, syempre, tatlo kami magkakapatid. Ako yung naunang uwi. Ako kasi yung, meron kasi akong araw na class lang, is 2 classes lang. So, maaga ako nakaka-uwi. So, yung TV kasi namin, malapit lang siya sa hagdan. Like, malapit lang siya talaga. So, ako, pag nanonood ako lang mag-isa, nasa harap talaga ako ng ano. Alam mo yung minsan, yung marang may step, may yung yapak, yung sound ng yapak ng tao sa hagdan, gano'n. Minsan may gano'n siya. Tapos, ayun nga, nung one time, parang nanaginip ako noon. Sa panaginip ko, doon sa poste, yung kasi sa may tapat namin, may poste ng Meralco. Nanaginip ako noon, nakita ko siya, naka-white na damit. Sobrang haba. Ang haba ng buhok pa niya. Pero bata pa siya, bata pa. Ang ginagawa ko, sinisit-sitan ko daw siya. Sinisit-sitan ko. Tapos, ako, yung katawan ko mismo, habang sabi nung kapatid ko, tsaka nung, ano ko, nung mama ko na, tatalo na talaga ako sa hagdan, ay sa ano, sa bintana, para kung, para ano, para pumunta sa kanya. Parang, inaano ko siya. Pero sa panaginip ko kasi, parang, natatawag ko siya. Sumisit-sit-sit-sit daw ako. Parang, tinatawag ko daw siya. Pero walang name, parang sit-sit lang. Tapos, tinatawag ko. You know, maraming experience. Maraming experience dito sa house. Kasi, ano eh, sobrang tagal na talaga.
Katakot, nakiki-Netflix and chill yung, ano, kaluluwa. Pero ano namang ginagawa nyo, Notch? Para ano?
Alam ko na ako lang mag-isa sa house. May, syempre may radyo kasi kami before. Tapos ginagawa ko, nagpapatugtog ako para alam mo yung maingay sa bahay, hindi ako, ano, para wala akong maramdaman na ganyan. Tapos nag-CR ako para mag, ano, mag-refresh, nililigo ako, ganyan. Alam mo yung bigla-biglang hihina yung, alam mo yung sobrang hina. As in, nakamute yung radyo. Tapos bigla siyang biglang lalakas. So parang ako, huy, parang, huy, ano, naliligo lang ako. May sakit across my heart. Mukha akong tanga sa banyo. Parang sinasabi ko, huy, ano, naliligo lang ako. Huwag kayong mag, ano, dyan, mag, mangulit dyan, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos, ano talaga, minsan hihina. Tapos, lilipat ng channel. Yung static lang yung, ano, yung channel na mapupuntahan. Tapos, babalik dun sa channel na pinakikinggan.
Pero wala namang, ano, Notch, wala namang incident na yung parang nagiging malevolent or nagbabagsak ng gamit or nagtutulak ng pinto. Wala namang ganun.
So far, wala naman. Kasi, ano lang siya talaga, yung parang mararamdaman mo lang siya na may nanonood, may nakasama kang nanonood. Minsan nakaupo sa hagdan, na ganun. Minsan nakadungaw. Alam mo yung sa gilid ng mata mo, feeling mo, may mahabang buhok na nakalaylay dun sa taas ng hagdanan namin. Minsan ganun yung feeling. Pero so far naman, medyo behave naman sila. Wala namang ganung nangyari. Wala namang lumilipad na bagay. So far dun sa pinto sa bahay. Kaya ayun. Ano lang minsan, may mga times lang talaga na may gusto silang pagtipan.
Sleepwalking and household ghosts. Anong masasabi mo dyan?
Siguro kung katulad niya, nasanay na sa ganyang bagay. Kasi parang hindi na siya ganun matatakot eh. Pero kung ako yan, na na hindi sanay sa mga ganyang bagay, baka umiyak lang ako dyan, partner. Alam mo yung nangyari nung last, ano natin, nung last recording natin, last natakot recording. Ako ni Sobra. Tinawagan pa kita ng after.
Last recording po, listener, kung nakikinig pa rin kayo. Last recording, unang recording namin for Review Spookfest, merong bumubulong.
Oo!
Merong bumubulong.
Nung una, nag-act lang talaga akong hindi ko narinig. Kasi nga, baka lang ano lang. May sa ano baka lang, parang lang, hangin, diba? Lang yun, hangin lang yun.
Pero, alam ko may narinig talaga ako eh. Tapos ikaw, alam ko may narinig ka rin eh. Sabi mo eh. Ang medyo creepy pa dyan, nagre-record tayo, ako nandito sa bahay namin somewhere in Metro Manila. Ikaw ay nakabakasyon ka nun sa Benguet, Baguio City.
Yes, at Baguio.
Alam naman natin na
ako lang mag-isa doon.
At marami-rami talagang mga galang espiritu diyan sa doon sa Baguio, ano. Yes. So,
oo. Last episode natin na wala akong ano, experience.
Kaya nga eh, yun pa pala yung una mong experience.
Nabinyagan. Sabi siguro nang nandoon na something. Ay, sige nga, wala pa siyang na-experience. Pa-experience ko nga kahit onte.
Tungkol naman dun sa kwento ni Notch, sleepwalking naman and yung mga friendly household ghosts na minsan gusto lang man trip, diba? Siguro ito yung mga mga kaluluwa or kung ano man na territorial.
Mga playful spirits, ganun.
Playful spirits, exactly, na hinihinaan daw yung radyo. Wag naman ganun, 'di ba? Pag
parang mapang-asar lang na spirits.
Nod ka lang, walang lipatan ng channel, walang hinaan ng volume, 'di ba? Diyan ka lang. Yung sa sleepwalking, alam mo dati nagsisleepwalk din ako nung bata ako dun sa luma naming bahay. Pag madaling araw, pero hindi naman ako lumalayo ng mga kabilang kanto. Umiihi lang ako sa CR. Hindi ako umiihi sa kama. Tumatayo ako habang tulog. para mag-CR.
Ako din dati, nung bata, nag-sleepwalk pero hanggang sa kwarto lang. Kasi napapansin ni mami. Kaya pinapatigil niya ako, kinukuha niya agad ako.
Tsaka maliit din kasi yung bahay. Wala namang ibang pupuntahan, di ba?
No? Oo.
So, apat na sulok lang. Well, I guess that's it for this episode of Review. Partner, kamusta? Tell me your secrets and spooky stories. Anong masasabi mo sa ating episode this week?
Okay tong episode natin ngayon. kasi, unlike nung sa The Outsider, mas nabigyan natin to ng well-taught review.
And one of the things kasi grounded din kasi yung kwento nitong Tell Me Your Secrets. And for sure, abangan natin yung season 2. No? Thank you again, Notch of Pagodcast and Precious Thoughts Podcast for
thank you.
Your story. Thank you, Review Buddies, for joining us for this episode of Review Spookfest.
And tune in again next week for more scary TV and movie reviews. And of course, spooky stories.
Yeah, and then of course, do check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Review Podcast para updated kayo on our latest releases. And you can also support the show to help us keep going by buying us coffee and using any of the affiliate links in the show's description. By using our links, we get a commission for your every purchase.
Yes, so thanks for listening, Review Buddies. Next week ulit, I'm your Spookfest Review Buddy, Krisha.
And I'm your boy, Wesley. Don't forget to smile today. This is Review Spookfest. If you like Review and would like to support the show, consider buying us coffee. Link in the description of this episode. For more loco podcasts, check out more shows from Pipe Network.
Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sting Lasson,
the host of the Couch Tomato podcast.
Catch new episodes every Monday.
Usually.
Or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Couch Tomato.
To get updates and teasers on what we're watching and reviewing next.
The Couch Tomato podcast.
Do the reviews.
So you don't need to watch it.
If you don't want to.
This is Mike and Ham from Please Pause. Meron kaming munting podcast where we talk about all things TV and film. And despite that, surprisingly, we are still married.
Control freak ka kasi sa podcast na to.
30 seconds lang po ang meron tayo. Pakibilisan.
From blockbusters to classics, superheroes to love teams, hit series to teleseries, join us as we have meaningful and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watched. Someday, mababago ka rin ang tagline na yan.
Check out Please Pause on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
See you there!